Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning. 6:43, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Dude, people are really digging into Whitmer, man. Really ripping on him pretty. I'm just going through Facebook, all these memes. I'm sure you've seen 1,000 memes about Whitmer. It's funny. Is if you would have asked me 3 months ago, Whitmer, I couldn't have told you.
Really?
The governor
of our state.
I know. That's bad. But it's just Whitmer. I mean, obviously for reasons, because, you know, she's kind of the headline of what's going on here in our state.
She actually, Cecily Strong, did a little bit on Governor Whitmer. She played Governor Whitmer on SNL at home this past weekend, and it was pretty funny. It was good. I guess she is also rumored to be tapped as Joe Biden's vice president.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
Did hear that.
Dude, she's a babe. So. I think Whitmer's hot.
Really?
She's a MILF, dude.
No, dude. She looks like
she's a MILF.
Bruce Jenner. She looks like Jenner, kind of.
She's hot, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Now
I'm looking up Governor Whitmer. Governor Whitmer.
You know?
Yeah, that's exactly who I'd buy a Chardonnay at the bar.
Yeah, what's her life going to be like after all this? I don't think too many people are just extremely happy, are they?
I don't know. No one's happy with politics. I don't even want to. There's gone on right now, for God's sakes, there's no one is happy with anything. Everyone's happy about the stimulus checks, but mad about the shutdown. Happy about one thing, mad about that. It doesn't matter. No one's happy.
Pissed about golf and boating. Happy about all this. Yeah. She's, you know, lifting it up a little bit. I don't know. What do you do? What do you do if you're in her shoes, man? Like, you know, when she extended it through what, the end of April or into May 15th, right? Is that what it is now? May 15th.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, it sucks. You know, blah, I could be so pissed at her. At the same time, what if she didn't? Yep. And then a second round came, and then we're all effed.
Yep.
And then we're like, she should have extended it.
Oh,
so it's like no matter what she does, she's screwed.
That's with most politicians. It's because you're never going to please everyone. You're never going to please everyone. And the people that disapprove, like, whether you are good, okay with something or mad about something, you keep quiet on the good stuff, and then you holler when you don't like it. So I don't know. That's a conversation for a different break. All right. I don't want to lean into my rock news and rock history with politics. That's too much. It's too much. We'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour when no one's listening.
All right,
let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
The Scorpions' 1990 song Wind of Change is going under the microscope. A new podcast will examine whether or not the Cold War anthem was actually written by singer Klaus Meine or the Central Intelligence Agency. Yes, the CIA. Titled Wind of Change, the 8-part series is hosted by the New York investigative journalist Patrick Radin Keefe, who says, quote, "It's a story that stretches across musical genres and across borders and periods of history. So it was important to me to hear the music and the accents and the voices and judge for yourself who might be lying and who is telling the truth. I've had so much fun perusing this crazy story over the course of a year, exploring the dark byways of Cold War history and doing nearly 100 interviews in 4 countries with rockers and spies. I can't wait to share it with the world." So apparently they think the CIA could have possibly written Wind of Change. So stupid. I guarantee at the end of this big. So yeah, obviously the CIA didn't write this rock song, but thanks for spending 8 hours with us discussing it. It's been fun.
It's a conspiracy theorist, man. They just, you can tell them one thing, dude, immediately they're thinking the other.
Exactly. So you can find that will be out early May. Just look for Wind of Change CIA conspiracy rock song, and you'll figure it out. That's like when the CIA was looking into the Kingsman and Louie.
Oh, yeah. You remember
that?
Bottom of everything. They're at the bottom of everything, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Crazy.
You know what? Bananas are yellow before the CIA got to them. They were blue before,
man.
You know what?
And they could cure cancer, man.
Yeah, but then the CIA came in, man, and then Jesus.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1987, on a plane that was returning from Boston, returning to Boston from Miami, Ozzy Osbourne bought 3 rounds of drinks and sang Crazy Train over the PA system.
Oh,
there you go. There's a fun little fact.
But there was a CIA agent on the plane. And while he was singing it.
Ozzy is a CIA agent. Crazy, man.
Dude, it makes sense.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
You know what? They're part of the CIA, too. No, I'm just kidding. Come be part of it.